We continue our learning of Nishmas David ben Menachem Shem Yaakov ben Pinchas Soliyo. We are in Chulin Perek Vav Mishnah Beis. This Mishnah should sound a little bit familiar because we went through the same idea of Shechita She'ena Re'uya with respect to Osova Espeno. So we're going to do the same thing with respect to Kisei Hadam. Hashochet V'nimsa Treifa. You have someone who shechs a chaya or an oaf, which typically needs Kisei Hadam, but you find out the animal is a treifa. So the Shechita is not machshir, doesn't make the basar kosher to eat. So is that considered a shechita which requires kisei hadam? So this brings us back to our discussion of whether shechita she'ena re'uya shma shechita or not. If shechita that doesn't make the animal fit to be eaten, is that considered a shechita or not? So if we remind ourselves, when it came to Osova Espino, we had a machlokis in the Mishnah. According to Rabbi Shimon, shechita she'ena re'uya lo shma shechita does not have the status of shechita. And according to the Chachamim, it does have the status of shechita. So we'll see a little bit of a problem with the opinions in our Mishnah. We'll get there in a moment. So a person shechs the chayr an oaf and he finds that it's a treifa, or v'hashochet l'avodah zarah, person who shechs an animal for avodah zarah purposes, for idolatry, which is asr b'hanah, that also is not a shechita ru'uya, v'hashochet chulin bifnim, person who shechs a chulin animal, a non-holy, a non-kachim animal, inside the azara, which he's not supposed to do, we remember that's an isr aseh, and that becomes asr b'hanah, or v'kachim b'chutz, or let's say he shechts a korban of korban outside the Azara, like an Olasa Oaf or an Chatas Oaf. Remember, only an Oaf and a Chaya requires Kisei Hadam. So there'd be no discussion about a Behema, which is most of the Karbanos, but yeah, we do have birds that are Karbanos, Olasa Oaf or Chatas Oaf, and now you shech them where? Outside of the Beis HaMikdash, and they're possible because of Shchutei Chutz, or Chaya V'Oaf HaNeskalim. Let's say you have a wild animal or a bird that is supposed to get Skila because they killed a person. In fact, the Gemara in Brachos speaks about a case where a chicken poked through and penetrated the brain of a child, and the chicken was given skila because of that. So these also chayav of haniskalim who are going to be killed by skila because they killed a person, they're also bahana. So in all of these cases, you shech the chay or an oaf and it becomes a treif, or you shech it for avodah zarah, or shech the mechulin inside the azara, karbanos outside the azara, a chayav of that is supposed to be killed. In all of these cases, it's shechita she'ena re'uya, shechita that would not render the animal kosher to eat. Rabbi Meir says, Yechayv in Kisei Hadam, because Rabbi Meir holds, like the Chachamim of the Mishnah when it came to Osova Espeno, that Shechita She'enu Ruya Shma Shechita is considered a Shechita, and therefore you're going to be Chayv to do Kisei Hadam, because although you can, this Shechita does not render the animal Murtur Ba'achila, nonetheless, it has the status of a Shechita and needs Kisei Hadam. V'Chachamim Potim, the Chacham say, no, they're Potter from Kisei Hadam. This Chachamim, these opinions of Chachamim, obviously are following the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, that shechita she'ena re'uya ein shma shechita. So you don't do kisei hadam with an animal unless the shechita is going to be machshir the animal for achila. Where do we see that? Because if it says when it comes to kisei hadam, asher yatsu tzeid chaya o oaf, asher yeocher. It has to be where you trap, where you hunt an animal, wild animal, or a bird, asher that are going to be eaten. And then vichiso be'afar, you cover it with dirt or sand or whatever it is. We'll have a list of those things later on. So that's, and we follow the opinion of the Chachamim that you are going to be potter from kisei hadam. In cases shechita she'ena re'uya lo shma shechita, it's not hashey yeochel, no kisei hadam. When you shecht an animal and you find out it's a treifa, you shecht out of a zara, etc., because you can't eat the animal. Now we remind ourselves, as I said, from the Mishnah Gimel in the previous Perek Hay, where the Chacham Rabbi Shimon argued over there, and there the Chachamim said your chayiv shechita she'ena re'uya is considered a shechita, and here the Chachamim say you're going to be potter. So what's the explanation? The explanation is that okay, here the Chachamim say potter, and the Chachamim obviously are the opinion of Rabbi Shimon of the previous Mishnah, and here Rabbi Meir says chayiv. Rabbi Meir is the Chachamim of the previous Mishnah, that you're going to be chayiv and shechita she'ena re'uya ishma shechita. Now, why would Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, the redactor of the Mishnayos, do that? It's very confusing. Here the Chachamim say potter, there the Chachamim say chayiv. Here you're telling me the Chachamim is the same opinion over here as Rabbi Shimon of the previous Mishnah. So the Gemara says the following. The Gemara says, Ra'a Rabbi, devarav shel Rabbi Meir ba'osov ve'espino. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi thought when it came to Osova Espino that Rabbi Meir is correct, that Shchita She'enu Ruya Shma Shchita, the Rabbi Meir of our Mishnah that says you're chayiv for Shchita She'enu Ruya, you're chayiv over here when it comes to Kisui Hadam. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, the redactor of the Mishnah, has felt that that opinion was true not regarding the our case of Kisui Hadam, but it was true with respect to Osova Espino, that only by comes to Osova Espino that is Shchita She'en Ra'uya Shma Shchita. And that's why, what did Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi do when he put the Mishnahs together? He called the Rabbi Meir in the previous perek when it came to Osova Espino, he called them the Rabbi Meir the Chachamim. So why? Because you usually follow the majority. So even though that was Rabbi Meir's opinion, because he said Chayiv, and Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi felt that the halacha was Chayiv when it comes to Osova Espino, when it comes to Shchita She'en Ra'uya, so he says that's the Chachamim's opinion. Vishal Rabbi Shimon Bikisui Hadam Rishon Obaloshon Chachamim. But Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi also felt when it comes to Kisui Hadam, it should be the opposite. We should follow the opinion of Rabbi Shimon that Shchita She'en Ra'uya Ein Shma Shchita. And that's why, instead of calling this Rabbi Shimon's opinion here, he says this is the Chachamim's opinion. So wherever we see the Chachamim's psak, that's the way Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi felt the halacha should be. And that's why he switched the names. Chachamim just means the rabbis, means the majority, the way I think the halacha should be. So that's Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi said, and when it came to Osova Espino, the halacha, the Chachamim say, Yechayav, v'shchita she'en ruya is considered a shchita, and you'd be chayav Osova Espino, and Yechayav Malkus for that, for shechting the mother in the child, even though one of them is being shechted with a shchita, and will not render the animal fit for eating. And yet when it comes to Kisui Hadam, he said the Chachamim say Potter, because I follow the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, and here I call Rabbi Shimon the Chachamim, because I think when it comes to Kisui Hadam, in this case, you should be Potter if it's Shchita She'ena Ra'uya. Then the Mishnah concludes, Hashochet v'nis nabla biyado, person shechs a chayv anof and became an avela during the Shchita, Shehiya, Durasa, any of the five disqualifications, or Hanocher, a person who stamped it, Vama'akir, and ripped out the Simanim, the esophagus and the trachea, Pater milchasos, you pater from covering the blood, because this is according to everybody, even according to Rabbi Meir of our Mishnah, who says, Shchita she'enu ruya shma shchita, here this is not a shchita at all, and we may remember that already from Osova Espino as well. Perek Vav Mishnah Gimel. Cheresh shota bekaton sheshachatu. You have a case where the cheshot of the katan, they shechted an animal, va'acherim ro'osam, and others are watching them. So in such a case, the halacha is, we learn early in the Masechta, Perek Aleph Mishnah, that shechit is kosher. Cheshot of the katan was shechted, and others are watching to see the shechit was done properly. So the Mishnah here says, therefore, chayav melechasos. Then those animals, that chayah or that oaf, needs kisei hadam. Now, who does the kisei hadam? The other people who cover it, because the other people who see it, because the katan, the cheresh and katan, don't have the das to do the kisei hadam. Their kisei hadam will not be effective. So therefore, the person who watched them do the shchita, where the shchita we said is kosher, because someone was watching it, that animal needs kisei hadam. It's a kosher shchita. You have to cover the blood of that chayah or that oaf, and it should be covered by the person who watched the cheresh and katan do the shchita. Beinon levein atzman. Let's say a cheresh and katan shechted by themselves and no one watched. Pturim milachasos. There is no obligation to cover the blood of that animal, or that chaya or oaf. Why? Because we assume that most of the time, cheresh to the katan doing it on their own, it's bakulkal. They ruined it. They didn't do it properly. And the shchita, therefore, is not kosher, and therefore the animal would be in a vela. It's animal to vela, so there's no din of kisei hadam. V'chein le'inyan osov espino, says the Mishnah. The truth is, the same thing is true when it comes to osov espino. When it comes to the cheresh to the katan, that what? Sheshachatu v'acherim rovan osan. They shechted and others watch them, so therefore the shchita is kosher. Asur l'shchod achareim. Now, because that shchita is kosher, you're not allowed to shecht either the child, the offspring, or the mother, if this was the child, afterwards, because there was a kosher kosher shechita, and therefore oso vespero applies. But beinon levenatzman, here we have a machlokas. Rabbi Meir matil l'shchod acharein. Rabbi Meir follows the pattern of our Mishnah and says, well, if it's a shcheshon tvekotan, who shechted on their own, we can assume that it was distorted, that they messed it up, they didn't do it properly. So that's not a valid shechita. It's not a valid shechita. So oso vespero would not apply to the offspring or the mother to shecht afterwards. No problem, because it only applies to two shechitos. The first one was not a shechita at all. That's Rabbi Meir's opinion. V'chachamim osrim. The chachamim say, no, you can't shecht the offspring or the mother. The oso ve'espino will apply because the possibility exists that they were not mekalkal the shechita. The shechita was done properly. In fact, the chachamim also argue in Rabbi Meir when it comes to the kisei adam as well. That which we learned in the Reisha, where Rabbi Meir said, where the Tanakhama said, which is Rabbi Meir, that there's no din of doing kisei adam when the cheresh of the katan did the shechita on their own and no one was watching. The chachamim disagree. There is a possibility that they did the shechita properly and therefore you have to do the kisei adam. But umodim. But the Chachamim admit that even though we hold that you're not allowed to do Osov Espino after a Cheresh Shot V'Kata did a Shechita, don't check the offspring afterwards, don't check the mother afterwards, because maybe the Shechita was proper, they admit that if you did the Osov Espino, ain't Osov Espino, but you're not going to get Malkos. Why? Because it's only a Suffolk if you violated the Lav. It's possible that the Cheresh V'Kata didn't do the Shechita properly. It's probable. And therefore, it's a suffek and a vela, and therefore, there would not be malkos, even according to the chachamim. We say this, a pamo soves, but no, you would not give malkos to the person who shechted after the shechita of a cheyeshot of a katan, who shechted the mother or the offspring after that shechita.